to laugh. And when the sun is
good morning, welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C. I'm so happy to have you with me this morning, and I am very excited to welcome to the studio Crystal Scott, the Director of Resource Development for our Pensacola Habitat for Humanity chapter. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
I am so happy to have you here today, despite our best efforts to reschedule and reschedule and reschedule.
No, it's always nice to be here.
And it's just such a great time, too, to talk about everything going on in the world with Habitat for Humanity. Our local chapter here in Pensacola is phenomenal. And I don't know if everybody realizes that like our chapter here is very special, and not everywhere has the same level of amazingness that we do.
Yeah, it's really, I'm proud to be a part of Pensacola Habitat for sure. We are one of about 1,200 affiliates in the United States, and we consistently are in the top 40. So we are pretty big. We're kind of a pretty big deal. And we're thrilled to be providing the services that we provide to our community. Affordable home ownership is greatly needed in this area, but you know, it's a national crisis. And so we are very, very fortunate to be able to provide those services to families here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
And there are so many things that y'all do, because I know for me, if I'm thinking habitat, I think, okay, building homes for people who really need them, you know, families who maybe otherwise couldn't afford to own their own home. But that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg of what our Pensacola chapter does.
Yeah, a lot of people do think about Pensacola Habitat. They think about new construction. They think about volunteer opportunities. They think about affordable mortgages and things of that nature. But we do so much more. And, it's really important for people to realize just the depth of the services that we provide. We do have a neighborhood revitalization program, and we do some critical home repairs for people, you know, who may be on a fixed income or, are having roofing issues and need a little bit of help in that nature. We do wheelchair ramp builds. So it's definitely not just new construction, but new construction is definitely the beef of what we do. But we do provide other services as well. And I always like to mention the Restore as well, because the Restore, which is located over off of 9th and Creighton, it exists as another revenue stream for Pensacola Habitat. And so your donated goods are sold, and the net from that goes directly back into our mission of building homes, communities, and hope here. So I love the Restore, love neighborhood revitalization, and you know, obviously our home buyer program, which I mentioned is the beef of what we do.
And with the Restore, I think the Restore is one of the coolest aspects of it, because you can go shop. Well, first on the donation end, you can donate to support. And then on the other side, you can go shop to support. And it all contributes to the same mission of Habitat.
Yeah. And the concept is so cool. It's really brilliant, because, you know, you can feel good about shopping there. We sell, building supplies, building materials. We have beautiful tile. We have appliances. We have flooring. We have new mattresses. All of the things that we sell over at the store are not used. We do sell purchase material, but you know, as you mentioned, all of the stuff that we sell, your stuff builds homes. That's what we like to say. But all of the stuff that we sell, all of the net from the store goes directly back into our mission.
I love that. Your stuff builds homes. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And so some of the other parts of the neighborhood revitalization that you mentioned, that takes quite a bit of volunteers, I imagine, to help make those things happen.
Yeah, definitely. We are always looking for volunteers who we can train to do these specialized projects for neighborhood revitalization. Some of these ramp builds, it definitely takes skills. And some of the funding that we receive through various sources, they'll fund the materials, but then we have to kind of qualify and secure volunteers to do these projects. And so we're always looking for volunteers who we can train, who are dependable, who we can call on whenever these types of situations come up. And so, if you're interested in getting involved in the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, I would encourage you to visit our website, PensacolaHabitat.org, and you can find really all of our volunteer opportunities there. You can learn more about our program and all there is to know about Pensacola Habitat is located on that website.
The website is just such a wealth of information. I've been there frequently, it feels like, in the last, especially the last few weeks. We'll get to that part later. But I do want to ask, Crystal, how things have changed for you guys this year. I know it's different for everyone, especially nonprofits. 2020 is just throwing everything it can at us. So what's been different for you guys?
So much has changed. You know, our mission is bringing people together. And, you know, how do you do that when we haven't been able to bring people together for so long? And so we've had to really think outside of the box and concentrate on our mission and be willing to do things a bit differently, be willing to shift a little bit more to utilize volunteers in different ways and keep people engaged. And so things are very, very different. Number one, people's giving priorities certainly have shifted with the pandemic. You know, people are really concentrating and focusing on supporting, you know, our first line workers, our healthcare industry, and, you know, much needed for sure. But, you know, I think that things have really changed in our world because affordable housing and affordable homeownership was in such the spotlight before COVID. And, you know, nothing's different about the need. And if anything, it is greater now. And so I think that, you know, I think I would encourage people to think about their giving priorities and really know that housing really is the center of everything. Housing, if you don't have a stable home, you know, education isn't possible. If you don't have a stable home, being healthy isn't possible. And all of these things are directly related and directly impacted by where a person calls home. And so, you know, I think that our community is so amazing that we'll get back there, but we have certainly been hit hard as far as donations and things of that nature. And that affects directly the families we serve because we aren't able to provide as many affordable mortgages to as many families. And the need is so evident. You know, last year we received over 1,000 applications for our home buyer program just in our two counties. And we are right on track to receive that many this year. And so the need hasn't gone away. So again, we've just had to look at how we do things and kind of adjust and adapt just like everyone else. But, you know, we're trucking along.
That's right. You're not going to stop anytime soon. That's for sure. And so you did mention both counties. So you serve Escambia and Santa Rosa counties?
Mm-hmm, we do. That is our service area. The majority of the homes that we build are, you know, Pensacola metropolitan. But, you know, the Santa Rosa County, North and South Santa Rosa counties, we do build there. We do try to keep a handful of existing homes in our programs so that families, if they aren't able to afford a mortgage for a brand new home, they still have the ability to select a used home. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're not talking about cars here, but, you know, maybe a couple of years older homes so that they have options as well. But yes, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And we just broke ground actually on our 1400th home. And so
wow.
we got a lot going on. We've been around since 1981. So we know what we're doing and we're proud to serve our area.
That is incredible. 1400th home. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Crystal Scott, the Director of Resource Development for the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. We've got more coming up about some of the events and different ways you can engage and stay supportive of our awesome Habitat chapter, even in 2020. So stay with us and we will be right back.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is now the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems by Bernina, Juki, and Baby Lock. Daryl's also carries a large selection of sewing machine furniture by Koala, Arrow Kangaroo, and TaylorMade. In addition, they've expanded their fabric department with several brands to choose from. Daryl Sewing has over 60 models to try, and financing is available. For more info, call them at 438-5444. 438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Or online at sewinginpensacola.com. Sewinginpensacola.com.
For 30 years, Thomas Home Corporation has proudly helped families build their ultimate dream home. If you're looking to customize your home, we are currently building throughout Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, and we can either build your home in one of our subdivisions or even on your own lot. Our team works with you to guide you through each step and decision in the process. Builder of the 2019 American Dream Home and Builder of the Year, Thomas Homes Corporation has built quality homes at an affordable price since 1990. Begin the process today and become one of our proud homeowners at thomashomescorp.com.
After COVID, can President Trump make a comeback? Greg Kelly says he can win big time. Every weeknight on Newsmax TV, Greg Kelly tells the truth about Trump. Greg speaks with insiders Dick Morris, Ben Stein, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or see it free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and TVs like Samsung and LG. Watch Greg Kelly tonight on Newsmax TV. Everyone is tuning into Newsmax TV.
Last year, 67,000 people died from opioid overdose. But if someone nearby had had Narcan, lives could have been saved. Because Narcan quickly reverses the effects of an opioid overdose, preventing death. It's easily administered, and it's free from Health and Hope Clinic. Be prepared to save a life with Narcan. Free from Health and Hope, an authorized Narcan distribution clinic. Learn more online at healthandhopeclinic.org. Made possible by the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
Fox News, every 30 minutes, 24/7.
Instead of a debate, dueling town halls.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
NBC is going to host a town hall tomorrow for President Trump in Miami, where his debate with Joe Biden was supposed to be, until it was changed to a virtual event and the president refused to take part.
So if I don't always play by the rules of the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you.
News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
There's no combination of words I could put. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I'm speaking this morning with Crystal Scott of the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. We're talking about how COVID has changed things. 2020 is real, but the need is still there, and maybe more than ever, because as you mentioned, Crystal, without a stable home, how can we focus on things like health and education?
Yeah, and I always bring that up because, you know, especially during election time, everybody's like, I am focused on this and my priorities are this. And, you know, it really all starts with where you live, where you call home, where your kids call home, you know. Can you get a good night's rest and be able to go to school and learn? And can you, you know, select healthier options at the grocery store because your mortgage is affordable? You know, all these things are directly related. And so what we're doing and the work that we're doing is so impactful, you know, not just for the families that we serve, but for everybody in this community. You know, people, neighbors having a place to call home and feeling safe, you know, directly correlate with everything. And so it's just a really good work that we've been doing. And, you know, I can talk all day about it, but I believe in it very much. And I think that everyone should definitely go and check us out. PensacolaHabitat.org, a wealth of information. Give us a call. I was just telling you, Ruthie, like, we will talk to anybody who will listen. And so call me. I'm happy to talk to anybody.
I think that is so true. Just knowing a few different team members, they're working full time for Habitat. The mission runs deep. Like, it really truly is in each of your hearts. And I think that's what makes it so special and unique here, our chapter in Pensacola. The amount of generosity in our community knows no bounds.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about how people's giving priorities have really shifted. And, you know, I think that it's important to note that even if you are not able to contribute to Pensacola Habitat monetarily, we have so many volunteer opportunities for people, just different ways that people can get involved, you know, from our new construction sites to volunteering over at the Restore, helping out with building wheelchair ramps, volunteering in the office. If you have a special skill, we really will work with you because we want you to be a part of what we care so much about. And so give us a call again, PensacolaHabitat.org, 850-434-5456. That's our number. We just have a multitude of volunteer opportunities for everyone.
And there's also, I am so happy to say, some events coming up.
Yeah, we've got Women Build going on. And Women Build is such a special, special build. Each year we have this amazing thing that we do. We bring about 140 women in our community. This year, it's exactly 140 women.
Oh, cool.
and they all come together, and it's kind of two parts. They raise the funds, and then they build the home. And so the fundraising part has been going on conveniently since March when all of COVID happened.
Of course.
But, you know, all of our women have done such an amazing job. You know, we're working hard, fundraising, trying to reach our goal. I believe this morning when I checked, we were close to $39,000, which is a huge feat considering the circumstances. Normally in non-2020, we shoot for $100,000, but we recognize, you know, again, that we have had tons of struggles this year. But we are so, so proud of our women builders out there fundraising, and not only fundraising, but advocating for affordable homeownership, talking about its importance and getting people behind what it is that we do. So on the 24th of October, we will break ground on Kay's home, and we will build on it for 2 weeks. Again, non-2020, Women Build would be 1 week, but we've had to kind of stretch it out because we've had so many women. And so we're kind of limiting our numbers as far as the work site. But we are super, super excited to break ground on Kay's home and actually construct her house beginning on the 24th of October. So I would encourage people to visit the Women Build site. That site is womenbuild.pensacolahabitat.org. You know, we try and make them convenient for you to remember, womenbuild.pensacolahabitat.org. You can donate there. You can learn more about Kay. You can learn more about Women Build. You can learn more about Pensacola Habitat. And so I would definitely direct people to that site because Women Build really is such an amazing thing. And you're out there, you're building alongside like-minded women who were constructing this house for this beautiful, young, powerful woman who has made the decision to become a homeowner. And what an amazing life-changing thing for Kay. And, you know, not just Kay, but all of our homeowners. You know, they've made that decision. They are ready for the next step. They are ready for homeownership. And it truly is. It's a life-changing thing for the families that we serve in this area.
I can tell you, this will be my third year. I'll be out there on October 24th with my pink hard hat and my pink hammer and my pink tool belt. This program, this service that our Pensacola chapter provides through Habitat is so near and dear to my heart. I was raised by a single mom. I know the importance, who also happened to be in the construction world and build homes. So it's doubly cool. I'll tell you guys also, I knew nothing about how to properly swing a hammer. Don't let that stop you from participating. I think it sounds like we have plenty of builders for this year, but you can still donate. You can still check it out. And for next year, when everything is back in full force, you can do this. Like, they teach you how it is so empowering, and it's a ton of fun.
It is. It's so much fun. And I always say, you know, people are like, I don't know anything about constructing a home. Like, I don't know how to build a house. And I'm like, you don't have to. Our crew leaders are so amazing. One of our women builders one time described it as kind of like putting together a puzzle, because our crew leaders actually kind of spray paint, you know, where the nails go, and, you know, they make it very, very easy for you to learn. And it's an excellent skill to have. You're learning how to construct a home. You're building alongside of other home buyers in our program. And that's one of the unique things about our volunteer experience on the construction site, is that 9 times out of 10, you're building alongside the person who is actually going to call that job site their home. So, it's just a really neat opportunity, an excellent experience. womenbuild.pensacolahabitat.org. You know, we're so thankful for you, Ruthie, for being a part of it. And again, it's really magical, because you have so many women who are excited about the same thing coming together, and new relationships are formed, and you make new friends, and, you know, you're just, it's extremely amazing, and camaraderie is in full effect. And so, yeah.
It's going to be awesome. You should definitely check it out. womenbuild.pensacolahabitat.org. And you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back in just a moment to talk more Habitat for Humanity.
The real estate market is changing fast. Between Hurricane Sally and election year, there's a lot going on. The big thing people are watching is the eviction moratorium, and mortgage forbearance will soon be no more. And we could see a flood of houses hitting the market, potentially driving prices downward. Don't wait. Be safe and protect your hard-earned equity. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty today. Christina and her team are so confident that they can get you the most money that she'll make you this deal. You meet with Christina, agree on a price and a timeline. If she can't sell it for that price and in that time, she will sell it and not charge you a dime. Don't get caught in a down market. Call Christina and get your home sold for the most money. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke today on her direct line. 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
If you are a collector, investor, or just an avid sports fan, then listen up. Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area, with new inventory arriving weekly. If Hot Wheels is your thing, they have that too, with old, new, and special edition models to choose from. At Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles, you can buy, sell, or trade. Located on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles is the place to go to collect either for fun or to invest for profit.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Prepare your girl to take the lead like never before. Engineer, innovator, entrepreneur, changemaker, leader, your girl will gain the courage, confidence, and character to be anything she wants to be. From outdoor exploration to scholarship opportunities, Girl Scouts of Gateway Council provides a one-of-a-kind experience, adventure, and sisterhood. We're keeping all girls connected, engaged, and inspired during this time with brand new virtual events and activities.
Level up your girl's future today by joining Girl Scouts at joingsgc.org/leader.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Crystal Scott about all things Habitat for Humanity. Women Build is going on right now, but that's not the only thing coming up.
It's not. We are in full effect as far as planning for our annual golf tournament as well. That will be occurring this year on December the 4th over at Scenic Hills Golf Course, the site that you can visit. We've got tons of sponsorship opportunities available. We need people to fill teams, and it's always just a really, really fun time. If you like playing golf, you can play golf and support an amazing mission. And the website for that is golfforhomes.org. And so I would encourage people to go there. PensacolaHabitat.org has all of this information. I hope to see you soon, and PensacolaHabitat.org.